Jazz is experimentation. Each musician riffs to a common result of a musical statement. Now a Philadelphia record label has taken that idea with ultimate seriousness. Ropadope Records has invited three masters of divergent musical traditions into a studio for 3 days to create jazz, or whatever they wind up creating. The team includes Uri Kane, a pianist best known for his interpretations of classical pieces, Amir Thompson, the drummer from the hip-hop group The Roots, and Christian McBride, a jazz bass player. These musicians were given no time to practice or plan. They were given a theme, Philadelphia, the hometown of all three musicians and the producer. The result of their experiment is a CD called The Philadelphia Experiment. And Christian McBride joins us now from New York City. Mr. McBride, thanks very much for being with us.
My pleasure.
And Aaron Levinson, who produced the project, joins us from Philadelphia. Mr. Levinson, thank you for being with us.
It's my pleasure as well.
If I could begin with you, Mr. Levinson, how did this idea come about?
I always wanted to make a record that utilized guys who came from different fields. Mm-hmm. And I hadn't really decided in my mind exactly who those people would be, though I can tell you in all candor that Christian and Amir were really the first two people that came to mind. And in fact, the head Ropadope honcho, Andy Hurwitz, was the one that really suggested that Uri Kane be the sort of third leg of the table.
Mr. McBride, did you three guys know each other?
Oh, Amir and I went to high school together. We graduated the same year. And Uri Kane, we used to play together in a group that was popular around Philadelphia called Joe Sutler Swing Machine. Mm-hmm. But we never played together as a unit.
Let's listen to the title track. What were you feeling in that room when you sat down and decided to do this piece of music?
I was just waiting for somebody to count it off. I really wasn't thinking much of anything except, try to find a good groove, which I knew would be easy. Amir and I used to play every day in high school. We used to just practice, James Brown grooves and, various type of funk grooves, Sly and the Family Stone, Prince, all kinds of stuff. So I knew it was going to be right on the money from the get.
Also hearing the great guitarist Pat Martino.
That's right. Yeah.
And John Swanna on trumpet.
That's absolutely right.
How did they get folded into this?
In many ways, I felt like I wanted to extend some of the textures that we could create. I think the trio created an enormous amount of sound right on their own, but you can't create a trumpet player out of thin air, and you certainly can't create a Pat Martino out of thin air. And I felt like there was a cool thing about Pat Martino, which was that not only was he obviously bringing to bear an enormous musical history that, he owns, but he also brought kind of the old guard, if you will, to this experiment. I mean, Christian is not even 30 years old, and I think that it would be safe to say that Pat is probably on the right side of 55. So there was a real stretch, and I really wanted to show that people of different generations still have an enormous amount to say to each other. Thank you.
Let me ask you, gentlemen, about another track. I'm fascinated by Removed.
Not, this was one of those instances where necessity is indeed the mother of invention. As it turned out, Christian and Ori were there while Amir was still rehearsing with another band. And I said, do you guys think you could jump out there and do a duet? And I don't know whether you guys discussed it at all. Chris, did you or did you really?
No.
No. No, that no, was literally just sat down and hit it. At the end of it, when we came back to mix the record, I said, Ori, what's this song going to be called? And he said, Move. When he said that to me, that triggered a whole sort of series of feelings in me about that movement and moment in Philadelphia history in the early 80s when a back to nature group had a confrontation with the city of Philadelphia and a number of people died.
Philadelphia police bombed the house, didn't they?
Exactly. Wow. Three city blocks were destroyed, and they were four blocks away from where I lived, and two blocks away from where Amir lived.
This piece of music was meant to just memorialize people who I'm afraid maybe are too easily forgotten.
Yeah.
Let me ask you about another cut on here. We should explain that a number of these compositions are recastings, if we might use the Liberty Bell expression, of Philadelphia-based musicians and Philadelphia songs. Mm-hmm. First thing, not to be parochial about it, but you have Marvin Gaye's Trouble Man. Now, Marvin Gaye, is he not rather famously from the District of Columbia?
He is indeed. And I wasn't trying to appropriate him as a hometown son, necessarily, but I can tell you, Marvin Gaye, certainly in Philadelphia, was a huge, huge soul figure in the 70s. And the sounds that he developed were related intrinsically to the sounds that were being made at the Philadelphia International label. So when I listen to Trouble Man, I hear that related to the 70 souls of the OJs and all these other people. And I felt like that song in particular, Trouble Man theme, has kind of become an underground cult classic.
So you guys get together and you riff. How much of that goes on in jazz recording these days?
Jazz musicians are not afforded the comforts of having a big enough budget in the recording that they can go in and just feel free to riff at any time they please. You got to have the music tight already before you go into the studio. But I think one of the great things about the Philadelphia experiment was that the concept was actually to have not much of a concept.
Hmm. Do you hope, Mr. Levinson, that this CD specifically can contribute something to opening up jazz to people again?
My answer to that is yes, I do hope it does that. I also hope it does the reverse and that is to open up jazz heads who really live in that world almost exclusively, and I think to the exclusion of a lot of other really fine music, that's who gets opened up. We all, I think, grew up, and I'm sure Christian feels this way, I had as much respect for R&B musicians and hip-hop as I had for jazz musicians if I respected what they were doing as artists. And then I think that has to be the bottom line. And we can't look at genres and say it's good or it's bad by definition of the genre that it's in. We have to look at artists first.
You've given us a good way to set up a track that I think is not even listed on the CD, if I'm not mistaken. Grover Washington Jr. And you know, there's no need to introduce that. Let's just listen and let people infer what they can. I'll just mention the name Bill Withers.
Let me go on record before Christian says something and tell you two things. First of all, Christian went and did that thing live, and then he came back and he said, Aaron, you know what? I want to do that again. And he went out, he did it again. I was like, okay, Christian is taking no prisoners today. He just came in and tore it up. And to me, that record, because of the fact he got to do all of the things that Christian is capable of doing, proves that he is the one cat in the entire music industry that can translate his sound from the electric to the acoustic flawlessly, and there's no other bass player that can do it.
I'm not sure you can add much to this, Mr. McBride, but except to say thank you. But
my face is beet red. You know, Aaron actually suggested that I do that. I was just thinking, you know, what could I do with it? And I had these big boots on when we were doing the session. So John Smeltz, who was the engineer, said, let me put a carpet under your feet. And so he mic'd my foot. That's the bass drum you hear on the track.
Is your foot on the carpet?
Yeah, he mic'd my foot on the carpet.
That's all Christian. Every sound that you hear is Christian McBride.
Let me see if I have a very discerning ear. 9.5 D?
No. You're a little off.
You got to add a couple sizes to that.
Exactly. more like a 13.
Oh, a 13.
Yeah.
let me ask you, you gentlemen, finally, what does this venture say about Philadelphia music?
Well, you know what I think it says? I think it says that Philadelphians in general are extremely open-minded and are extremely dedicated to their craft.
And, you know, for all of the Philadelphians who have left Philadelphia and gone on to tour the world and live elsewhere, there's always an element of Philadelphia that never leaves their music. There's a certain rootsiness, there's a certain groove, there's a certain element of gravity, if you will,
yeah,
you know, that can only come from Philadelphia.
Yeah. Mr. Levinson, you're a professional producer, and not just a professional Philadelphian.
True.
The temptation to do this with other cities with great musical traditions must be great.
It's so great that, in fact, I'm going to Miami to make a Haitian-Cuban disco record.
Wow. Chicago, Paris?
Paris next, Seattle, Youngstown, Ohio. You can never tell.
Youngstown. I guarantee you, yes. You do a Youngstown experiment, we're going to have you back. gentlemen, thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Christian McBride, bass player, joining us from our studios in New York, and Aaron Levinson joining us from member station WHYY in Philadelphia. Their new CD, also with Uri Kane and Amir Thompson, is called The Philadelphia Experiment. It's available now from Ropadope Records.